I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We were thrilled that State Senator, President of the Senate, Jake Corman, came on the show on Tuesday and announced that he was asking the House of Representatives, where this should start, to take a look at impeachment hearings and impeachment against Larry Krasner for the obvious reason. No matter how you slice it out there of what he's been up to, I think it's more important to hear him today to find out behind the scenes or what he'd like to say about the fact that we have not seen this fully moved on yet. I know it's early, but let's go to State Senator Jake Corman. Senator, welcome back, and particularly thanks for coming back today. What's happening on your mind around what you've put out so far?
Well, thanks for being let me be on the show again. Always enjoy being with you. Obviously, the House of Representatives was not in this week, and so they'll be back in next week. And what you'll need to see if they're going to move forward is one of the members, it just takes one, to file articles of impeachment.
Wait a minute, Jake, stop for 1 second here. Yeah. Thank you so much, because I have not seen that anywhere, and we have several lined up. But all it takes is one to file then. And then what would happen? The leadership has to embrace that, or what happens?
Yeah. Well, no, they don't have to embrace it. What happens is, you know, we've had articles of impeachment filed in the past, but on different issues. But, okay. You know, the judiciary chairman, who is one of the persons I wrote the letter to, would then have to take it up, right?
Okay.
And you know, either beginning investigation, which would probably be the proper thing to do, before the members would actually vote on the articles of impeachment. So, you know, allow people to come in to testify on the issue, you know, whether, you know, Mr. Krasner wanted to send somebody in or other witnesses that may want to come in and talk about this. And so it's like a hearing, right? You would have the
yes.
House Representative Judiciary Committee hold a hearing, maybe one or two, maybe three, maybe more. I don't know. And then on these articles of impeachment, you know, they'd be very specific about why Mr. Krasner should be impeached. And then if, you know, they go through with that, whatever, however many they have, whether it's one or five or six, it could be as many as, you know, I think you saw in President Trump's case, there was two or three. So, you know, they would make a decision on each one individually. And they would have to vote those one by one. And then if any of them pass, they would come to the Senate, where the Senate would hold a trial. And then the House would appoint managers, mm-hmm. you know, House managers to come over and prosecute the case. And just like any trial, you know, the Mr. Krasner would get, you know, a defense, and, you know, it'd be just like you would see at any trial. You would, you know, have prosecutors and a defense, and then the Senate would ultimately render final judgment. It would take a 2/3 vote to complete to have him removed from office.
Well, State Senator, so one person are you hearing? Do you have a sense that one person will step up and do, in my mind, the right thing here and start the process, however it ends? I think it would be educational. It would be exactly on point. What's your sense of it?
I'm sorry. I went to a bad site. I lost you for a second.
I said, I think this would be highly educational, because I'm going to give you the complaint of the other side, which doesn't seem to get the system. Do you think there is a person out there in the House out of the 113, or even a Democrat, that will step forward this week?
I do. Whether it's this week or next week, you know, obviously they want to do it correctly. And so whether, you know, whether they're prepared to come forward with the articles of impeachment this week coming up or not, I don't know for sure. But I have had communication with the House members, both the Republican and Democrat side, who certainly agree with my position on this issue. And we'd like to see this go forward. So now it's, you know, obviously it's in their ballpark. My letter was just to request them to begin it. But I do believe that will happen, but just, whether it's this week or not, I can't say for sure.
Okay, if you were doing this, I have a sense of what I would do, but you're actually somebody, and I believe you're a lawyer. I know you're a journalist. Were you a lawyer too?
No, I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
As my father would always say, my brain is not burdened with a law degree.
Well, I don't have one quite yet, but Rutgers can always send the honorary one over. I dropped out to do this. I was pretty close. But State Senator, you know, the broad thing here of the obvious, now I don't know how it comports with the exact language, that Krasner, it's not just a difference of opinion, is he too lenient or not? He is not enforcing the law is the broadest thing. Here's the hurdle you'll probably hear in Philadelphia they're running with, though. How dare you? You're 200 miles away. They get their trip advisor out or something. And the citizens of Philadelphia overwhelmingly voted for this guy in the general and the primary to be the DA. So how do you have any role in it, is their argument here in Philadelphia?
Sure. Look, first of all, I certainly respect that. And any time you're dealing with an elected official, the election is so very important. So therefore, it should not be something you do in a very easy way to remove an elected official. And that's why the impeachment process is a very public process, very transparent process, and ultimately takes a high bar of 2/3 of the Senate to remove that person from office. So, you know, it's clearly something you should not enter into lightly. You know, Philadelphia is part of the Commonwealth. Who live in Philadelphia, there's also people who work in Philadelphia, there's also people who visit Philadelphia. Obviously, for Philadelphia to be, you know, for Pennsylvania to be successful, Philadelphia needs to be successful. You know, we want to be successful jobs where people want to work there. People want to, you know, be able to visit there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, tourism is an enormous part of Philadelphia. But those citizens of Philadelphia as well, you know, deserve the protection of the Commonwealth. You know, we can't have anything. We can't have good schools. We can't have, you know, a good healthcare system. We can't have good jobs if we don't have safe streets. No one's going to want to be there if you don't have safe streets. And clearly, right now, we don't in Philadelphia. And you can make any argument you want. And yes, are our crime rates in other parts of the state? Yeah, no question. But nothing to this level, nothing to where the DA has openly said that, a denial that we don't have a problem, that whose policies have led to a lot of this because of his, you know, desire to not enforce certain crimes, which is under crimes code. His desire to, you know, allow people out if committing crimes. Again, as I said to you on the show the other day, you know, 21% of all violent crimes committed with a handgun, only 21% has ever been filed charges against the individual, and less than 10% of those have actually come to a conviction. You know, there's a reason why there's a mass exodus of employees out of the DA's office. And so, you know, at a minimum, it deserves our attention. Now, whether it gets to the point where 2/3 of the Senate removes them, I don't know that. I mean, obviously, the Democrats would have to be on board. But at a minimum of what we're living through in the city of Philadelphia, you know, when I took an oath of office, I took the oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I vote for Pennsylvania, not just my district. You know, I vote for entire Pennsylvania, whether it's Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Exactly.
You know, Erie.
Well, and given, look,
I vote for the entire state.
I would argue, too, you know, I completely agree. A couple things, though. You've said the word process these 2 days 10 or 12 times. It comes naturally to you, and that's exactly the way this ought to go. It's not heated, crazy, snatch them up. It's process. The other thing is, you said it exactly right. You are the president of the Senate, too. That is a broad type of thing, and there are state powers. You know, Jake, this reminds me when Philadelphia says it's a sanctuary city, and even the federal government can't do anything about that. That's illegal. You can't be a sanctuary city.
Right.
The federal government effectively hasn't broken through on that. This is a similar sort of thing that Krasner and some of these DAs have set up, that they are beyond any other power out there. To my knowledge, Philadelphia, I was told the other day, does not have an impeachment process. So what are people supposed to do then?
But, you know, this is, to me, it's a very clear issue. I mean, these policies have led to a lot of the element that's going on in Philadelphia. And, you know, one of the first votes I ever made in my career in the Senate didn't have anything to do with my district. It had to do with building new stadiums in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. But I did it because I thought it was in the best interest of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. And I think we would bear out that that was a successful decision on our part. So we do have a responsibility for the entire Commonwealth. people of the city of Philadelphia deserve protection. They should not have to live in a climate where, you know, grandparents are teaching their grandchildren to drop, roll, and stay down, you know, until the gunfire stops. You know, it's just it's got to be a complete emergency, untenable situation. And as I said, at a minimum, you know, we in the legislature can't turn our eye away from this. You just can't turn your head and say, well, you know, that's just Philadelphia. That's not the way it works. You know, we have a responsibility to make sure every community is safe, just like we have a responsibility to make every school be able to educate their people, just like, you know, we have the responsibility to make sure that everyone has the ability to get a good job in a community. And so safety is a big part of that. And,
well, to that point, State Senator,
unprecedented position.
That trial that's going on now, that you are a principal, a person involved in one way or another over state funding, it certainly says that Jake Corman and all these other representatives, the argument of the other side is not doing enough. They're holding you to it for schools in Philadelphia, rural Pennsylvania, that have nothing to do with your district. You're right. So then why, when you're concerned about just this unbelievable lack of public safety in Philadelphia, new outrages every day, why would that not be within your purview? It's the same thing.
100% correct. You know, I mean, just the latest outrage, as you mentioned, is a daily outrage, but the latest outrage is to show that they don't care about victims in Philadelphia, or this DA doesn't, that, you know, the whole Faulkner case, which I'm sure you've gone through, where she just went recently and said that, you know, the latest appeal she found out from Facebook, not from the DA's office. Does anyone have any trust that this DA is going to actually, you know, prosecute that case and make sure that conviction stays in place? I think there's a real fear there, and that's why I think we've probably, you know, I know she's appealed for this. I think they ought to move the case out of the DA's office and to the Attorney General's office.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, you know, it's a culture of violence. It's a culture of death in a lot of ways, unfortunately. And, you know, we all have a responsibility to it. And to just ignore it and say, well, that's just Philadelphia and that's their concern, I don't believe that. Again, we don't remove an elected official lightly. It's a very, you know, bipartisan process before the end, and the only extreme situation, I don't know that we've ever done it. And the last impeachment was a statewide official, Rolf Larson, from the Supreme Court. So it's not something that we trigger every day. The events and the culture in Philadelphia today are requiring this, and that's why we're here. And look, don't have to take my words for it. Mayor Michael Nutter couldn't have spelled it out any better when he did his editorial piece.
Well,
and,
so did
there's
Governor
the former mayor of the city.
Yeah. Governor Rendell on this show said much the same thing, and so did his predecessor, Seth Williams, the former DA.
Yep.
It's universal.
So, you know, I'm in a position actually to do something, and so I choose to do something as opposed to just, you know, either talking about it or ignoring it. You kind of challenged me the first time I was on the show with you, and I went back and researched it, and I do feel a responsibility to do something if I have the ability to, so I'm going to try my best.
You are. Thank you very much, and let's hope we see the process. And again, I salute that second to none. That is exactly the calmness we need on this, as difficult as it is. Stay good, says State Senator. Thank you very much, and we'll continue to follow this.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, State Senator Jake Corman there. Dan, again, I think that laid it out, and I have a lot more hope. Martina White will be on the show tomorrow. Is somebody going to come forward with the articles of impeachment now? You heard what he said. One person can stand up and put this in motion, whatever the leadership does or does not do. Dan, you have a comment?
No, that's a really promising thing to hear. Yeah, no, I didn't know that either. That's I mean, all we need is one then to get this thing started, right? That's great. Yeah,
exactly. And then it's going to be harder for said leadership to sit on their hands. So let's see, though, back in session. He didn't say they would do it this week, but within the next week or two. Let's start the clock.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.